It's Friday, June 19th. Happy Juneteenth, y'all. And you're listening to the Uprise Daily. This is a grassroots, activist-led effort to compile information on the protests that have been happening in the wake of the police murders of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. Our work is by no means comprehensive, and it's all being done on a volunteer effort. With that said, here's what went down Thursday, June 18th. In Oakland, California, a judge granted a temporary restraining order and order to show cause against the Oakland Police Department, forbidding police use of tear gas, rubber bullets, and flashbang grenades against protesters. Lawyers in the case plan to seek broader provisions that seek major changes in police operations and damages for people injured by police violence. In Denver, Colorado, several hundred protesters marched from the Capitol to a city building in response to the Denver DA's decision not to charge the officer involved in the May 1st shooting of William DeBose in the back while fleeing from police during a traffic stop. In Atlanta, Georgia, protests continued as cop morale is at an all-time low, according to the mayor and police chief. Both cops involved in the Rashard Brooks murder have turned themselves in. Rashard's funeral has been set for next week. In Decatur, Georgia, after days of protest, the city removed a century-old Confederate monument from the Decatur Square. Hundreds gathered to watch and cheer. In Boise, Idaho, Wednesday, a group of about 200 Black Lives Matter protesters met up in front of the city hall in support of demands to defund the police. They also protested on Tuesday night. Boise officials say they have no plans to make any changes. In Fort Wayne, Indiana, County Councilman Larry Brown made racist remarks about Black Lives Matter protesters at the end of a city council meeting on Thursday, June 18th. On the same day, the city announced their Moving Forward Together plan, part of which establishes the Commission on Police Reform and Racial Justice. Many of the reforms expected to come into consideration are from the 8 Can't Wait plan, including body cameras as early as July. In Helena, Montana, on Sunday, June 14th, around 1,000 people gathered at the state capitol for a Black Lives Matter protest. They held a die-in for 9 minutes. The only arrest was of a man harassing protesters and falsely claiming to be a police officer. Later in the day, counter-protesters showed up and pulled out guns. Police in riot gear stepped in to defuse the situation. In Albany, New York, a third protester was arrested for activities during the Night of Rebellion on March 30th. Pressure to demilitarize the police is mounting. Residents are calling on the city to get rid of the armored tactical vehicles which are being increasingly used for crowd control, which violates the conditions of their purchase. There is also a call to ban the use of tear gas in residential areas after 2 nights of heavy gassing. In New York City, New York, activists held dozens of decentralized actions throughout the city. New York City Council passed a bill forcing the NYPD to reveal its arsenal of surveillance spy technology, and Mayor Bill de Blasio is expecting to sign it. Grassroots Black Lives Matter activists anticipate a record number of protests over June 19th weekend. In Cincinnati, Ohio, hundreds gathered outside a hearing on the city's budget, demanding officials defund the police. A council member abruptly ended the meeting after attendees started booing a person who was advocating for funding the police. But supportive council members stayed on to hear protesters' demands. Later, organizers and protesters gathered. Organizers spoke and attendees painted "Defund Police" on the street. Police presence was light. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, hundreds marched in support of Black trans lives, chanting, "Black lives, they matter here," and 3 shots in the back. How do you justify that? In a reference to the cop killing of Antoine Rose in 2018. In Nashville, Tennessee, responding to public pressure, the police chief resigned. Free Capitol Hill protests continue. Little to no press has been there lately, despite constant intimidation and arrests by state troopers. That's the recap for Thursday, June 18th. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Until then, stay safe and power to the people.